Apple Sox defeat the Bellingham Bells by a 2-0 score in the second game of a 3-game set on Wednesday night at Paul Thomas Senior Stadium. First shutout of the season for the Apple Sox, and they only needed 2 runs in the same inning to get the job done and force a rubber match against the Bells on Thursday night. Garrett Ahern was a big reason why, getting his first appearance of the summer on the bump for the Apple Sox. 6 punch-outs for him. First 2 innings of work, he closed them out with strikeouts both times. The 1-2, wave and a miss of the breaking ball down low, and that completes a 1-2-3 first inning. An unconventional one for Garrett Ahern. Kicks and fires the 2-2. That is on the outside edge for called strike 3. Second punch out of the ball game for Ahern, and it is a 1-2-3 second inning as the Bells are retired in order. In the third inning, he gave up back-to-back singles to lead off the frame. Connor Smith and Gabe Henderson reached base, but then all that he would have to do after that is buckle down and strike out the next 3 hitters, all swinging in a row to retire the side. Quick look at second, now the 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3, and he gets a sword there on a pitch inside that nearly got Witters. Ahern instead strikes out his third batter of the ballgame and an all-important out number 1 here in the third. And the right-hander ready, the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Back-to-back punch-outs and 2 down now here in the top of the third. Another 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Ahern punches out the side after back-to-back singles to open up the inning. So with Ahern getting out of that jam, the Apple Sox got on the board in the bottom of the third inning. They stranded a couple of men in the first inning on back-to-back one-out singles. They would strand 2 at the end of the third, but tacked on 2 runs before then. And the only swing of the game that they really needed, Cade Benavidez picked up a one-out RBI double to score Aiden Doherty after his one-out single. Cassie ready. And the right-hander is 0-1. Swung on and struck the opposite way. This ball is dying fast, and it is going to get down. Doherty gets the wave around third. Hartman trying to head over toward third base, and he is out at third. There was no tag applied. A run scores as Doherty comes home on the single by Benavidez. Benavidez picking up his 13th RBI of the season, tied for the West Coast League lead. In between his double and Aiden Doherty's single, Max Hartman drew a walk. He would come around to score a couple of batters later when Antonio Gianni reached on a fielder's choice. An out was recorded at third, but the run scored. Hartman coming across to make it a 2-0 Apple Sox lead. That was all they would need. Wenatchee's bats went very quiet over the final 5 innings, just 1 base hit in that time. And then the Bells had a couple of times where they threatened. They stranded 2 men in the 5th inning, but really not a whole lot to do in that time because of the work by the Apple Sox pitching. I mentioned Garrett Ahern phenomenal. His 6 strikeouts in 4 scoreless innings. Andrew Monson allowed a 1-out walk and then a 2-out single in the 5th. But before that, he had a couple of punch-outs and a scoreless 5th inning in his first game of his second summer with the Apple Sox. The 2-2, swing and a miss for strike 3. Andrew Monson punches out his first batter of the 2024 season, and there's one down here on the top of the 5th. The pitch on the outside edge. It is in there for called strike 3. Second out of the inning is strikeout number 2 for Monson. In the 6th inning, similarly, Tristan LaMaison, appearing in his first game of the summer, got a bit of a jam. A 1-out single and then a wild pitch put Jacob Mejia of Bellingham at second base. He would be stranded there as LaMaison picked up the final 2 outs on a pop-out to center and a strikeout looking to retire the side. LaMaison fires, and he delivers called strike 3 in there to ring up Harrison and strand a runner in scoring position. From there, it was the Stephen Hammergren show, and he's done this pretty much in all 4 games. Multi-innings of relief, 3 saves now in 4 appearances. He had a 1-2-3 7th, faced the minimum in the 8th inning thanks to a double play ball and a strikeout to wrap up that inning. The 2-2, swung on, grounded to second, a chance for 2. Gianni to Pelayo for 1, the throw to first is in time for the double play. Swing and a miss on the 3-2 pitch for strike 3, and the side is retired here in the 8th inning. Stephen Hammergren with a punch out to wrap up the 8th inning. He came back and retired the side in order in the 9th inning. A ground out and then 2 pop outs to seal the Apple Sox victory. Wenatchee with the victory earns its 8th win of the season, improving to 8-3 on the campaign, Bellingham dropping to 6-5.
The Wenatchee Apple Sox are back in action and ready to feel your support. Come see the brightest young stars the game has to offer. Who knows, you could be watching a future pro. Come catch all of the action as the Apple Sox return to Paul Thomas Senior Stadium after a six-game road trip. Wenatchee takes on the Bellingham Bells June 11th through 13th with all games starting at 6:35 p.m. Wenatchee Apple Sox Baseball, celebrating summer one inning at a time.
Joined now on the postgame show by Garrett Ahern, second day with the Sox, and pretty good debut for you here tonight, Garrett. Four innings of work, six strikeouts, three hits, no walks. It was pretty clear just from looking over my shoulder at TrackMan and looking at where you were locating stuff, a heavy fastball day, and you really painted the corners. Was that exactly the game plan heading into today?
Yeah, absolutely. Just find the outside, inside, and just really just delivering my pitches like that, yeah.
Saw your fastball 88 to 89, a couple times at 90 here. This had to be exactly what you wanted. Maybe a little different from the last time you pitched at an NCAA regional, mm-hmm. but nice to be getting the start, I imagine.
Yeah, definitely felt good to get back out there and throw, so yeah, felt good.
It was only 10 days ago, I think, or so, that you had last pitched.
Really?
Right about. Yeah. What did you do to kind of get yourself wound back up and ready tonight?
Haven't really started much last year, so really came out of the pen during the season. So just trying to relax and kind of just trust my stuff out there and let the defense play behind me. So, yeah.
Only your second day with the team, as I mentioned. You're still probably trying to figure out your teammates' names.
Yeah, still trying to figure out names, but still, it's been fun out there.
I was going to ask you, what have you been doing so far to try and learn teammates' names? Is it maybe just looking at the scoreboard when they come up to
you? Yeah, pretty much. Just trying to introduce myself to as many guys as possible. So, but yeah.
What are some of your goals here this summer? We saw you as a starter here. We would imagine we'll get you in another opportunity as a starter. Is that something you're looking to do, is try and prove you can be a starter at Grand Canyon?
Absolutely, yeah. I want to be a starter next year. Kind of just trying to work on a new slider this year over the summer and try to figure that out going into the season. So, yeah.
Looking forward to that. Garrett, thank you for joining us here. Great job.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Garrett Ahern. He had four scoreless innings, as I mentioned here. Six strikeouts, just the three base hits allowed. No walks. He was spectacular for the Apple Sox. Most exciting work he did was getting out of that. Runners at first and second jam in the third inning with nobody out with three straight punchouts. And now the man who drove in the game-winning run, he's been driving in a lot of runs. Cade Benavidez, 13 ribbies for you now, Cade. You and I were talking the other day during batting practice. Your ability to hit the opposite way just continues to be more and more prevalent. It feels like game to game. Take me through your approach. You're at the plate, one out, runner on base, a couple of runners on base there, and you're just trying to get the run across. What'd you do?
I was just trying to keep it simple. I mean, that's always my approach. I like to go with the fastball centered away and then be able to react to off speed and be able to pull it, but it was a fastball and I just went with it and it was ended up being fair down the line, but it's always trying to keep it simple, not trying to do too much.
How fun has it been batting with guys like Aiden Doherty and Max Hartman ahead of you in the lineup? Guys, they're used to hitting leadoff and they get on a lot.
No, it's nice for sure. I mean, it's always nice having guys on base to try to bring them in, and I mean, shout out to Hartman for getting on base there and then scoring. I mean, using his speed.
Found a way to get it done there. That was the only real inning of scoring in the game for either team, but you guys found a way to break through. Feels like hitting with runners in scoring position has been kind of hot and cold, let's say, the last eight games or so. What are you guys seeing, or what are you being maybe told to do in those situations to try and get more runs across?
I mean, like early on in the counts, we're just trying to get the job done. Like, we're not trying to, like, hit a homer or hit a double, just like, there's no outs, runners in like scoring position or on base. You're just trying to move them over at that point. But that's the approach that's coming from the coaches. We're just trying to get the job done because situational hitting is where you win ball games.
Another day at third base for you. You're getting a lot of reps there right now. We saw it early on the first weekend, beginning of the road trip to Port Angeles, primarily at first base. How are you liking third? You feeling more comfortable there?
Yeah, I feel comfortable at third base. I like playing it a little bit more over first. I mean, at first you're involved in a lot more, but yeah. I don't know. I made a transition in the fall, and I feel comfortable over there.
It's been fun to watch. Been fun watching you drive in some runs here too, Cade. A lot of those lately. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Cade Benavidez after driving in his 13th run of the summer and the eventual game-winning run as the Apple Sox defeat the Bellingham Bells by a 2-0 score. And now joining us, fittingly, the pitching coach, Mike Calia. Mike, I shouted out your dad on last night's broadcast. I hope he's listening right now after a great performance from Coach Calia's crew once again here tonight. First shutout of the summer, and you did it against a good Bellingham team. We saw it last night. They were really solid on the mound. They did it again here tonight, and you guys counteracted that with an even better performance, as good as they were. What was the key to your pitchers? Garrett Ahern, four innings. Monson and LaMaison with pretty solid innings of work. And then Stephen Hammergren doing what he does, laying the hammer down.
Yeah, you know, we kind of threw three guys out there today where they got to get some experience under their belt, and we got to see it a little bit. You know, Garrett Ahern, he was awesome through four innings for us. Definitely see him kind of continuing in that starter role. Tristan LaMaison looked good. Andrew Monson kind of picked up right where he left off, and Stephen Hammergren did the same thing. So just kind of pounding the strike zone and letting the defense play, I think that's a big adjustment we made from last night to today.
What'd you love about Ahern? I saw him up here just on track, man. It was clear. He was pounding the corners, and it's not that he was getting the calls because they were in the zone. It was just in the right places.
Yeah, he lived right in the strike zone with a fastball changeup mix, and he could throw either pitch in any count. So it's fun to watch. Definitely still learning a lot about him, so not trying to get in his head too much, but letting him do his thing. And, you know, everybody comes from, you know, different coaching staffs and things like that, so getting to see him working in a game is, you know, it's always a good thing.
How cool was it to see him in that third inning? Back-to-back singles to open up the frame and then three straight punch-outs. You know, you go out when you feel you need to for a mound visit. That's early. Anything could happen. He buckled down on his own there.
Yeah, you know, and that's something you got to learn throughout the summer is kind of when guys need that breather and you need to go out and take a visit and which guys are going to respond well to that and be even killed. You know, I think in that situation, we were kind of waiting to see what the first pitch was of that third hitter, and I think he started pounding the zone. I think he got 0-2 right on him, so it kind of made it easy on us.
Stephen Hammergren, we got to talk about him. Three scoreless innings in relief. He's just been lights out. Four games into his Apple Sox tenure. You guys used him twice in that series against Port Angeles last week. Didn't have him over the weekend. Obviously would have loved to, but you can't when you're using him the way you have. You had him here ready to go tonight. This was the game plan, and he fully executed it.
Yeah, he's been awesome so far this summer, and, you know, the goal is to kind of keep him in that role. And, you know, there's a lot of other guys that can fit that role as well, but, you know, he's kind of running away with that late inning couple run ball game. So he lives for it. He wants the ball. He's mad if he doesn't get the ball. So those are the kind of guys we want to throw out there.
It's got to be kind of nice with how Evan Canfield, for at least the short term, has shifted to a starting role where, you know, Jayden Williamson last year and Canfield were the long guys. Michael Keneally, to an extent, was a multi-inning weapon out of the bullpen. Still seems like we're trying to find those outside of Stephen Hammergren this summer.
Yeah, you know, and it's still early. We're still a couple weeks into the year. Guys showing up, you know, it feels like every single day. So Stephen Hammergren's definitely, since he's been here day one, is kind of been somebody that's stood out. But other than that, you know, I think there's quite a few guys that are going to fill that role.
Looking forward to seeing who else moves into those situations. Let's talk about tomorrow real quickly. Matthew Delvecchio gets the ball in the rubber match against the Bells. What's he got to do to be effective? We've seen the ups and downs of him. He gave up some home runs last week, but he limited the damage, just the two home runs. The week before, it was one bad inning against Port Angeles. What do you need from him tomorrow against his former team?
You know, I think something that we really worked on from last night to today is just limiting our free 90s and our walks and our hit-by-pitches. I think, you know, last night I think we had seven or eight, and including the errors it was a little bit more, and today I believe we had two. So just limiting how many times they can get on first base and then the uncompetitive ways they get in the scoring position, you know, the pass balls, the wild pitches, that's something that, you know, that's a key to success right there. And Matthew Delvecchio did a good job from his first start to his second start, so hoping he just kind of continues on that path and gives us a quality start tomorrow.
Looking forward to that. Mike, thanks for joining us after this one. Pretty good win for the Sox. Let's do it again tomorrow.
Thank you, Joel.
That's Mike Calia, Apple Sox pitching coach, after his pitching staff records a shutout with a 2-0 win against Bellingham.
Have you got an extra bed in your house? Consider becoming a host parent for the Wenatchee Apple Sox. Premier Summer Collegiate Baseball returns to Paul Thomas Senior Stadium on May 31st, and Apple Sox players need homes to stay in during the summer. Local families in the Wenatchee Valley and surrounding communities have housed players for the last 23 seasons and formed lifelong bonds with our players. To learn more, please email info@applesox.com or call 665-6900.
I'm Joe Norman, joined by last night's starting pitcher, Jack DiDonato. And Jack, a pretty efficient outing for you. We were just talking about your pitch count a moment ago, went about six innings in that one, just the one unearned run. Had to feel like a really good step forward for you in the West Coast League, kind of building off of last week's start against Port Angeles.
Yeah, absolutely. Just wanted to go up and fill up the zone, and that's what I did. And we got some weak contact, and guys made some great plays behind me, and it was just a fun outing for sure.
Without giving away too many details, what were some of the adjustments you made that maybe compared to what you did in Port Angeles?
Yeah, just working the slider more earlier in the game. You really didn't have the slider as much as I would have liked to in Port Angeles, so that was good. Working with the cutter more, using the cut, and, controlling the run, stuff like that. Just moving the ball around and, you know, just hitting my spots, and worked out well, and there's still a lot to work on. So, yeah, it was exciting, and just want to keep on working.
When you talk about a pitch not working out as much in an outing, you've got a week to think about it. And it was a week in between starts. What are things you do during the week? Is it throwing that a little bit more in your bullpen sessions? Is that chatting with pitching coach Mike Callie or something else?
Yeah, just working on it in catch play. Just throwing it like as much as I can in catch play and all that stuff. And then getting off the mound, trying to get off the mound as much as possible in short boxes and stuff. And then really used it a lot in the bullpen a couple days ago. And just work on it and get more feel for it. And the more feel I have, then the more comfortable I am in the game using it and stuff like that.
You were a starter all spring at Lower Columbia. How are you enjoying doing that with the Apple Sox through two games?
Yeah, it's fun. It's obviously a little easier knowing when you're going to pitch and stuff like that, but it's super fun. I like starting. I like being able to throw as much as possible, help as much as I can. So it's fun to get more innings for the Apple Sox, and you know, I'm just looking forward to the rest of the summer. I want to keep on building off it.
I always love asking guys how they prep for a start. What do you do during the day leading up to a start? So take us through what your routine was yesterday.
Yeah, the routine was kind of just stay inside, do a lot of mobility as much as I can, stretch out as much as possible, drink as much water as I can. You know, it can be dry here sometimes, and so it was a little warm last night, and just wanted to be feeling good out on the mound, and, you know, took it pretty easy, and then, you know, go to the gym, get a little mobility work in, and then pretty much ready to go, and then just get to the field and go from there.
What do you like to do in the dugout in between innings to stay busy? Because I imagine most pitchers, you just want to get back out on the mound once it's over.
Yeah, I'm a guy that always kind of moves around, so I'm always walking around the dugout, just trying to try and stay behind my teammates as much as possible. And, you know, just kind of stay loose and just go with the flow of the game. You can't control how long the innings are going to be, so just go with the flow. And, yeah, so that's kind of what I do. And, you know, don't really sit down. Don't try and stay too quiet. Just keep it loose.
And what's the day like for you when you know you're not pitching? Obviously, for another week, what will you do to stay active during the game?
Yeah, so got some mobility work in. I'm just going to get some sprint work and then just stay behind the team, be a good team guy. There's nothing else I can do today, so just be a good presence in the dugout and help with that and just do my job in that way.
Awesome, Jack. Well, thank you for the time. You're looking forward to next week's start.
Yep, thank you.
So now Wenatchee takes on the Bells again on Thursday night in the rubber match of the three-game set. The Bells have won two of their first three series of the season. The Apple Sox have won each of their first three series. And we'll see if we can get it done in the finale of the three-game set at 6:35.